Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Mad Penny, Mike Coates, back again with the second hour of Swing Time. Amongst others, I hope to introduce Red Novo, Thad Jones and Kenny DeVerne. And if you've forgotten, my opening track was one of the few jazz records that actually made it into the British Hit Parade at the time. But that was a long time ago. There are some records where you kind of know the sound you are going to get, even though you don't know the tune itself. The next track is one of these records. The track is called Noon Train, and the two main contenders here our brother Jack McDuff on organ and Bill Jennings on guitar. The other musicians are Wendell Marshall bass and Alvin Johnson on drums. Another Van Gelder studio recording in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 25th of January 1960. This is Noon Train.
Noon.
Noon train. Well, there's plenty of other trains at other times, so why not noon train with Jack Macduff and Bill Jennings there. A little later than it should have been, my thanks to my colleague John Yule for a very, very interesting first half. I was particularly interested in the Roy Haynes track that he played. Quite a mixture of styles seemed to crop up in there, despite the more modern leanings of the makeup of the group. And I think I'll probably lean on John to perhaps find another track for us in the near future. We shall see anyway. Also, in case you have a feeling of nostalgia for my first track, I didn't give you the musicians playing on Bad Penny Blues, and they were, of course, Humphrey Littleton, trumpet, Johnny Parker, piano, Jim Bray was the bass player, and Stan Gregg on drums. And yes, it was a long time ago, recorded in London on the 20th of April, 1956. That's not bad for timing, is it? From one of the famous families of jazz, Thad Jones has a distinguished career. His association with Count Basie and the big band he led with Mel Lewis are just but two of the outstanding jazz groups he has been concerned with. Additionally, he has participated in a great number of record dates, and here is one of them. It was cut for Prestige Records, and it comes under the name of the Prestige All-Stars. Along with Thad Jones on trumpet, Frank West, tenor and flute, Mal Walzen on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor drums. And again recorded in Hackensack at the Van Gelder Studio, New Jersey, this time on the 21st of June, 1957. Count one. Thank you. count one. I think a bike would glance over the shoulder in Count Basie's direction there. I'm sorry, I realise that I didn't announce a guitar player who took a very fine solo on that track, and I must confess, I can't now remember who it was. I can see the words forming on John Yule's lips now. You just can't get the staff these days. Sorry, John. I've often remarked on Swing Time about the manner in which the clarinet lost favour with musicians after the development of bop in the early 1940s. Buddy DeFranco gets most of the accolades for post-bop clarinet work, certainly after 1945, but there was another clarinet champion who should be mentioned. This was Tony Scott, and we're going to hear a track from a group led by Tony Scott now. The composition, again by Tony Scott, is Blues for an American Friend. And you might say that Tony is in some pretty hot, well, perhaps I should say cool company here, because his other musicians are Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro bass, Paul Moton on drums, and this was recorded in New York City, 28th or 29th of October, 1959. Blues for an African Friend.
Thank you.
And Bill Evans there doing his best to, I think, fit into what would have been a Chicago rent party from 1930. Although that was an excellent track, and we sometimes don't give the recognition, I think, to Tony Scott that he deserves. In my view, he certainly falls into the forward-thinking jazz musician collective, as will one other musician later on in my presentation. Whilst the clarinet instrument case is open, I thought we should give a listen to an American master who often visited the United Kingdom. Here he plays another blues on clarinet, and the group is called the Blue Three. They are Kenny DeVerne on clarinet, Dick Wolstud on piano, and Bobby Rosengarten on drums. The recording was made at the Strides of March concert, I kid you not, at Somerset Marriott Hotel, which is Somerset in New Jersey, and it was recorded on the 23rd of March 1979. Marraine's old hit record, C.C. Rider.
Thank you.
looked like the daggers were out at the concert of the Ides of March for that session, and somebody had it in for the recording equipment. Pity. I thought Kenny Duverne was doing quite well there. From time to time, we, that's both of us on Swing Time, do endeavour to bring in new sounds as they appear on record. And certainly in the entire stream of jazz history, change has occurred. Sometimes it's been for the better, and on other occasions, perhaps, it's kind of sank without trace. But nevertheless, it has been an important aspect of jazz, and certainly we try to reflect it on Swing Time. For various reasons, most of this change has taken place in the second part of the 20th century. But you can certainly track change down in earlier recordings. Although he falls back to his more usual swing period sound, the opening part of the next track, From Red Novo, was a recording which did have some quite different harmonies. An interesting addition to the lineup is Benny Goodman on bass clarinet. Red Novo plays xylophone, as I should correctly call it. The guitar player is Dick McDonough, and Artie Bernstein is on bass. A recording made in New York City on the 21st of November 1933, a composition by Red Novo called Dance of the Octopus. Thank you. Apart from the example we have just heard, Red Novo's work, with rather more modern harmonies and themes, disappear in future recordings. And there are some excellent records available. However, he subsequently did work with such as Charles Mingus, Charlie Parker, and Tal Farlow. And it showed that his style was not rooted in the swing era, and many of his later day recordings show bop approaches. And I'll include some of these in future programmes. My classic disc today, I think, has less to do with a masterpiece of jazz performance and more to do, as it were, by popular demand. Certainly, the disc sold in large numbers, and which the favoured trike is more of an individual choice rather than a superlative jazz performance. This is my choice from the Shelley Man and His Friends, My Fair Lady CD. The pianist is André Previn, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelley Man on drums. A recording made in the Contemporary Studios in Hollywood on the 17th of August 1956. Wouldn't it be lovely? My Fair Lady, with the quite famous album from Shelley Mann and his friends. And in recognition of the sterling work done by some, if not all, Sheffield musicians, at great expense, I've collected Shelley and his friends to give a reminder to you at a track that may occur next Tuesday at Farm Road with the Keith Peters Big Band on the street where you live.
Thank you.
In early 1962, the MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet, cut an album which over the years has not had the exposure which I believe it deserved. It may be that the album title track, Lonely Woman, by Ornette Coleman, dissuaded listening fans thinking that Ornette Coleman's free jazz style would not suit the MJQ's type of swinging jazz interpretations. In fact, all other compositions, bar one by Gary McFarlane, are by John Lewis. So to give an idea of what you might expect here, here is one of the Lewis compositions, a longish track which we will have to fade. So it's Mike Coates here saying thank you for listening. We will be delighted if you could join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. That's Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And, of course, do take care out there. This is New York 19.